what's your name?
My name is Mustafa Henaway.
And why are you here?
Here today because I'm with the Immigrant Workers Center, which works with low-wage, precarious workers, temporary foreign workers. And the Immigrant Workers Center is part of the Action Committee Against Austerity. And we see that there's like a moment since the last 5 years that there's a need to actually to build links and to build solidarity across struggles, because this has been the last 5 years that's seen the greatest attack on working people, because they can, because this crisis has become an excuse for them. So this has become a real opportunity to stop the cuts at all levels that impact everyone, the cuts to the postal service, the raises in the daycare, the cuts to employment insurance. So all that impacts all kinds of working people. So this has been an opportunity to build those kinds of links and that kind of solidarity.
Have you seen the election impact this anti-austerity movement at all?
I think so, but I think the mood was always there, because people have just been witnessing the cuts go deeper and deeper. So I think the election sort of solidified that there's a need for a kind of a broader resistance to these austerity measures at all levels, the municipal, the federal, and at the provincial level.
In terms of the immigrant worker community, how do you see these austerity measures impacting your community?
One, there's one level of where austerity is about further diminishing the role of sort of the state and sort of the public sector in order to put it within the, you know, that we all have to do with less, and we all have to live with less. And in terms of immigrant workers, in terms of creating a market of cheap labor where they're excluded out of all kinds of social provisions, healthcare, education, and so they are impacted already from their exclusion from public services. And because of that, that's why we're seeing a sharp raise in the use of the temporary foreign worker program. And I think the progressive response to say is that it's not simply about Canadian workers first, but it's about expanding all of those rights for all of these workers.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Joey Kalugai from the Immigrant Workers Center.
And why are you here?
We're here as members of a coalition against precarity, and essentially we're against the austerity measures that's being implemented now, in particular how it affects immigrant and migrant workers here in Montreal.
How do you see these austerity measures affecting your community?
Well, I mean, the more they cut on budgets for social services, and the more precarious the situation of immigrant and migrant workers are. Already, for instance, migrant workers have very little access to social services, and just the more they cut on these types of budgets, the more the general population gets affected, and even worse so for precarious workers such as migrants and immigrants.
Do you see this recent election having any effect on the anti-austerity movement?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that the issue isn't who's in power, but what are the policies in place? And I think both governments have shown that they really are for implementing austerity in our society, and so we'll be out here as long as those policies exist.
Is there any sort of action being taken by your community in particular against these measures?
Yeah, we're working with CASA in solidarity with them, and in as much as we want to say that it does affect our constituency, the groups that we organize. So we're not doing anything in specific. What we are doing is we're addressing the issues of immigrant workers who work for temp agency workers, and the center also addresses the issues of migrant workers under the temporary foreign worker program who are working here in Quebec, and how austerity measures will affect them.
What's your name?
Gino Messier, and I'm a member of a group called DDSMM, which represent all the people on social welfare, We're trying to help them to know their rights, and not only their rights, but also trying to mobilize them in order to be a stronger group, you know. And we are here today because kind of solidarity, you know. All causes that are important, that are social like this one today, we're part of it.
Have you seen these recent elections having any effect on the anti-austerity movement?
For the moment, I wouldn't say so, you know, because it takes time, you know, to see how federal laws will imply on people. But one thing I know for sure is that there will be a group that from the provincial government that will come on the 5th of May this year. Because recently, like last year, Agnès Maltais wrote some laws that are, I would say, against, you know, people on social welfare. And this group called, in French, Comité pour la Pauvreté, will interview people. And they're even giving some money, you know, for the interview, you know. And I think it will be a good thing, because it will remind not only to the provincial government, but to the federal government, that we can talk back when it's time.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bonjour tout le monde, bienvenue à la manifestation organisée par le CASA, le Comité d'Action Solidaire contre l'Austérité. Vous avez vu le tract qui a été distribué, il y a un long calendrier, le printemps va être chaud. On est ici contre les mesures d'austérité, tant du gouvernement provincial que fédéral. Alors, pour nous, le changement de personnel politique, comme à Québec, que ce soit libéral, péquiste ou peu importe, c'est du pareil au même. C'est un système auquel on s'en prend, c'est le système capitaliste. Et puis ce système-là, il fait de l'austérité. Ça fait partie de ses gènes, faire de l'austérité, parce que c'est le profit, c'est la recherche du profit absolu. C'est qu'on est ici pour dénoncer ça, un ensemble de groupes populaires avec des groupes syndicaux. Il y a quelques personnes qui vont prendre la parole au début, dont un représentant du syndicat des travailleurs et des travailleuses des postes, quelqu'un du centre des travailleurs immigrants. Et là, je vais passer la parole à des représentants du CASA qui vont vous expliquer un peu pourquoi on est ici.
Solidarité! Solidarité! Un peu couillant, même combat!
Harper,
Couillon,
même combat!
Harper, Couillon,
même combat!
Et maintenant, c'est Alain de les syndicats travailleurs de poste qui maintenant fasse une bataille extraordinaire contre les gouvernements conservateurs canadiens.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Êtes-vous écœurés de faire couper dans nos droits sociaux, dans les services publics? Nous autres au STTP, je peux vous garantir qu'on l'est écœurés. On commence une lutte qui va se terminer lors des prochaines élections fédérales et on va l'amener avec tous les alliés qui vont nous appuyer. Je veux juste aussi vous parler de quelques événements qu'on met en branle, dont entre autres le 6 mai, organisé avec le Centre-Sud de l'Assemblée populaire. On vous invite cordialement au 1710 rue Baudry. Comme je le disais, nous autres, c'est pas une lutte juste pour sauver le système postal, c'est une lutte pour arrêter toutes les coupures dans les services publics et toutes les mesures d'austérité, parce qu'on a plein le cul. Là-dessus, je vous invite également, dans le cadre de notre lutte à nous autres, le 10 mai, on a mis sur pied une activité qui est nationale à travers le Canada, qui est « Je marche avec mon facteur, ma factrice ». Et le point de départ est à Émilie Gamelin, le 10 mai à 9h30. Étant donné que dans notre lutte, on prend aussi beaucoup la peine de défendre les personnes à mobilité réduite parce qu'on veut leur demander d'aller chercher le courrier en voiture. Souvent, ils ne peuvent pas conduire. Les personnes aînées qui souvent sont isolées. Donc, on va faire un trajet pour eux d'un kilomètre et pour les gens qui sont en forme, on va faire un 5 km. Là-dessus, je vous garantis que le syndicat des travailleurs et travailleuses des postes et tous les membres qui sont dans notre syndicat, on va suivre les événements de toutes les batailles, de toutes les luttes pour contrer les coupures et arrêter les mesures d'austérité. Merci beaucoup tout le monde.
For the last 5 years, since the financial crisis of 2008, Charest, Harper, Flaherty used that moment as an excuse to say everything that people have struggled for, every public service, from education to health care to employment insurance, will simply just be gutted and privatized. When we didn't have the same impact, that austerity was not something, it's something that existed in an abstract form for every worker. Now, if you're a seasonal worker, you can't access employment insurance, or they make it more difficult, so you have to take a cheap labor job, that you have to take a McJob. If you make minimum wage, which is a poverty wage, below the minimum wage, below a living wage, now you have to pay $1,000 more for daycare in Quebec. Soon we're going to lose our door-to-door postal service. And all of us, where people before us fought for the right to retire with some dignity at the age of 65, will be forced to retire at the age of 67. For people on social assistance, for people working minimum wage 12 hours a day, it is a violent measure that impacts us all, and austerity touches us all. And everywhere we see austerity, from our culture being cut, from Radio Canada being cut, from postal service being cut, and not only is it through public service measures or the cutting of public service, are they taking away our social and economic rights, but also through precarity. In Quebec, one of the largest and one of the richest people in Quebec, Larry Rossi, the CEO of Dollarama, every day profits and has a wealth of over $1 billion simply because he makes his workers work every day through placement agencies. All of them, immigrant workers, all of them working 10 to 12 hours a day, all of them living off minimum wage and not even knowing if they'll have a job the next day. In Quebec, we have over 90,000 temporary foreign workers, and that's increasing year after year, where they work 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week, and many of them don't even receive minimum wage because they have to live in the fear that they will face deportation if they raise their voice or if they organize themselves. And this isn't just some abstract issue. These are the people that put the food on our plates. These are the people that catch your chickens. These are the people that grow our tomatoes. These are the people that pick our food and who are forced to live in this misery. Why? Because they can get away with it. And this is what's happened over the last 5 years. At every level, they can make these cuts. They can increase their profits because it hasn't been a crisis for them, because we haven't built the kind of movement that we need to amongst workers, unemployed, immigrants, migrants, students, indigenous people, because that is what's going to stop them. Together on the streets, we can end austerity, we can end this precarity, and we can take back what we've struggled for decades. And now is the time. La lutte contre l'austérité commence maintenant. Yeah. Thank you.